CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH. You can find the script on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 20th of September 2015. Here are the main news headlines. Exam management changes, intruders found on amateur bands, a new Robin Hood Award launched. Changes are being made to the overall management of the UK amateur radio exams. All this will have no impact on day-to-day operations. In a move approved by Ofcom, the responsibility for overall management is being transferred from the Radio Communications Foundation to the RSGB. The same people will be doing the same things, they just will be reporting to the RSGB board instead of the RCF. This will free the RCF trustees to concentrate on their charitable work. The change takes place on the 1st of October. Full details on the RSGB website. Russian military traffic continues to be a problem on the 40-metre and 20-metre bands, says the latest IARU monitoring system newsletter. There have also been many other intrusions from various other nationalities, including over-the-horizon radar on 10 MHz, Spanish-language fishery traffic on 1.810 MHz, and North Korean diplomatic transmissions on 20 metres from their Moscow embassy. A full report of the IARU Region 1 monitoring team can be downloaded from www.iarums-r1.org, and any report should be sent to the UK Intruder Watch Service via email iw@rsgb.org.uk. The Robin Hood Award has recently been launched by the Phoenix Amateur Radio Club based around Nottingham. It's for making contact with fixed or portable radio stations at the many places associated with the legendary character, not just around Nottingham. There are categories for both activators and chasers. Details of the self-regulated free award can be found on the link www.m0phx.org.uk. Ofcom is looking for an engineering specialist to develop and enhance their software and systems used in radio monitoring systems throughout the UK and Northern Ireland. These consist of radio receivers, RF sensors, direction finders and so on, predominantly from 20 MHz to 3 GHz. These are hosted on a mixture of permanent, transportable and mobile sites. Full job description on the Ofcom website, reference 1223, which you can also get at tinyurl.com/ofcom-1223. This week has seen two developments in amateur space communications. On Thursday, the Brazilian CubeSat Serpens, call sign PY0ESA, was deployed from the International Space Station. Details of the mission are at tinyurl.com/PY0ESA, and reception reports are welcome. We also understand that a Chinese Long March 6 will be launching four CubeSats with amateur radio payloads around 2300 on Friday the 18th of September. The latest news on these and other satellites at http://amsat-uk.org. Morse code was allegedly used to cheat in an Italian chess tournament recently. A contestant was believed to be concealing a video camera and transmitter about his person and batting his eyelids in an unusual manner to communicate via Morse with an unidentified accomplice. Suspicions were further aroused when he started beating players with abilities far above his own. The RSGB convention takes place over the 9th to the 11th of October at Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. An updated programme for Saturday and Sunday is now on the RSGB website. One of the many highlights will be Howard Long, G6LVB, describing his experience of taking a hobby project into full-scale production. In 2010, what was originally to be a small project to support the FunCube amateur satellite turned into a rather more substantial undertaking. Without any previous experience of large-scale production, Howard talks through the trials, tribulations, and learning experience from outsourcing manufacturing to organizing global logistics. Convention packages are still available and day tickets can be booked online, saving you £5 on a ticket. Go to rsgb.org/convention for the information. Details now of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, Sunday the 20th of September, the Crawley Microwave Roundtable takes place at the Crawley ARC Clubhouse Hut, 18 Tilgate Recreation Centre, Tilgate Forest, from 8 a.m. There will be demonstrations, presentations, equipment and component sales, all microwave related, and the day includes a construction contest. Do please bring along your constructed equipment and enter. Refreshments available, visitors very welcome. The Chippenham and District ARC Mini Indoor Radio Rally also takes place today at Neston Village Hall, Pool Green, Neston, Corsham and Wilts, SN139SN. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2, under 16s free. Sellers have access from 9 a.m. Parking on site is limited, but disabled spaces will be made available. The organisers have requested that you don't park in Pool Green Road, but rather in Leaffield Way, which is a trading estate 5 minutes away. The week's big rally news is the National Ham Fest hosted by Lincoln Shortwave Club, which takes place this Friday and Saturday at the Newark and Knotts Showground. The postcode for SatNav is NG242 November Yankee. There are around 60 trade and special interest group stands, plus a major RSGB presence, including committee representatives and a huge RSGB bookstall. Gates open 9:30 for early access to the celebrated car boot sale area, then 10 a.m. for the main hall. Admission £5, full facilities including catering and disabled provisions. Full details www.nationalhamfest.org.uk. Next Sunday sees the Belgium Amateur Radio and Computer Rally at the Louvre Expo in La Louvière, 50 kilometres south of Brussels. Doors open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Talking available on local repeaters. Details www.on6ll.be. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now special event news. Worktall Britain are commemorating the Rugby Cup World Cup 2015 using GB0RWC from the 15th of September to the 31st of October. 9 radio clubs are taking part, each in a locality in which the teams will be playing. The venues in Witten, Cheltenham, Sutton Coldfield, Barry, Harrow, Angel of the North, Cray Valley, Leicester, Sidmouth and finally back to Witten. QSL cards are not required for WAB, but those that require one for other purposes, eQSL will be available. Full details on the WAB website, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. M0MNG is taking part in the International Air Ambulance Week for the first time this year, supporting the Kent and Sussex Air Ambulance. Operations start Monday the 21st of September, concluding next Sunday, and will be mainly on 40 metres SSB and 2 metres, plus the Echolink Ireland conference. On the afternoon of Saturday the 26th, he'll be on high ground on 4 metres, 2 metres and 70 cems. Details qrz.com. The UKHUB has an NOV for the National Hamfest. Simplex Gateway Link MB7IHF will be on 434.475 megs with 77 Hz CTCSS from Thursday to Saturday evening. It'll give access for third-party traffic to use the UK All-Star linked repeater system, which is linked all over the UK and on some overseas gateways. The DMR Plus UK group has been granted an NOV to run a demo repeater for the National Hamfest using GB7HUK. Transmission is on 439.600 MHz, receiver 430.600 MHz, colour code 1. On the 26th and 27th of September, Harlow and District ARS will be using GB0EOR to activate Epping and Ongar Railway for railways on the air. They'll be active on 4020 2-metre bands from the railway station at North Weald. Any other event call signs will be on the air for the same event. The Canvey Community Archive will be hosting a History Trail Day at the Bay Museum on Canvey Island on the 27th of September. The aim is to have the museum's historical sites, etc., open and available to the public and linked by Heritage Bus Service. Now, the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. David OK6DJ, Petro OK1FCJ / OL8R, and Pavel OK1 FPS will be active from Zimbabwe from the 20th to the 30th of September as Z21MG. They'll operate 160 to 10 metres CWSSB and digital, including RTTY. They'll also be active on CQ Worldwide RTTY contest next weekend. QSL OK6DJ, OQRS LOTW and EQSL. Gerben PJ5M will be active as PJ2 stroke call sign from Curaçao Island, IOTA reference SA099, until the 26th of September, operating HFCW, QSL home call, or OQRS. Radio amateurs from the Radio Club d'Haïti will be active from Haiti as HH2AA until the 27th of September, operating HF bands, QSL NR6M. Kazu JA8ECS will be active as 3D2YJ from Viti Levu Island in Fiji, OC016 from the 23rd to the 28th of September, active on SSB and CW on the HF bands QSL home call. Stan LZ1GC and Lubo OM5ZW will activate Tuvalu as 2T2GC from the 24th of September to the 14th of October. They'll be on HF band CWSSB RTTY and PSK details www.c21gc.com. Doug Dowds, or Dowds, I think it's that, W6HB stroke E51DLD, will be operating holiday style from Rarotonga, IOTA OC1013 from the 21st of September to the 3rd of October. On the 22nd, Andrew Nilsson, VK3JBL, arrives on Rarotonga with plans to activate one or more of the summits as part of the SOTA holiday expedition. His call sign has yet to be sorted out. Finally, a reminder that a group of UK operators are presently activating New Island, that's N-I-U-E, Newer Island, as E6GG, details www.e6gg.com. Contest news today: the second 70 megs contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, 75 board RTTY, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is just the serial number. Tuesday the 22nd, 50 Hz UKAC takes place, 1900 to 2130 UTC, 6 meter band, the exchange is RST, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the SHF UKAC is on the air, 1900 to 2130, 2.3 to 10 gigs band, serial number and locator for the exchange. Wednesday, the UK EICC 80 meter CW contest, 2000 to 2100 UTC, using CW only, 3.5 megs bands, it's 80 meters to you and me. The exchange is your 4 character locator square. On Thursday, it's the 80 meter club sprint CW leg from 1900 to 2000 UTC, CW only, 3.5 megahertz band, the exchange is both a call, serial number and name. Next weekend, the CQ Worldwide RTTY DX contest takes place 000 UTC Saturday to 2359 Sunday. All contest bands from 2.5 to 28 megs are in use, RTTY only. Exchanges RST zone, which is 14 for the UK. Next Sunday the 27th, the UK UG contest is on the 5.7 and 10 gigahertz bands. It says UK, I'm just that's supposed to be micro. Anyway, no matter. 5.7 10 gigs bands from 0600 to 1800 UTC. All modes are permitted, and the exchange is RST, serial number and locator. PW 70 megs contest takes place next Sunday, running from 1200 to 1600 UTC. All modes 4 meters. The exchange is RS or T, serial number and locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYE, G4BAO and G3YLA, despite ongoing solar coronal holes and their contribution to the high-speed solar wind, HF conditions have fared a little better than in previous weeks. This is due to the traditionally better autumnal HF conditions, which should improve further as the month goes on, despite the geomagnetic K-index never really dropping below 3, and often hitting 5, maximum usable frequencies have exceeded 18 megs at times, sometimes making 21 megs. Radio hams are waiting for decent 10-metre openings may still have to wait another month, and then they may be sparse, given the poor solar flux index. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index this week will be around 105, dropping to 90. The K index may suffer yet again from the effects of the high-speed solar wind. Thursday and Friday predicted to be the most unsettled geomagnetically speaking. The 6G's the expedition to Niue, that's how it's pronounced apparently, Niue, that's N-I-U-E, island in the Pacific, should be underway by now. The best predicted paths to E6GG look to be on 20 metres and 17 metres, with an optimum short path opening on 17 metres between 1000 and 1400 UTC, and again at 1800. There may also be a long path opening on 17 metres around 1900 UTC. As a reminder, September is a good month for north-south paths on HF, such as UK to South Africa and South America. In between geomagnetic storms events, we should also see the lower bands becoming more usable. VHF and up, today looks promising for tropo conditions to the continent and the southeast, but this is only likely to last for a couple of days. By Wednesday, there may be some tropo from the west of the UK, which could couple into the Atlantic tropo systems off Iberia and West Africa. The remnants of tropical storm Henri brought some nice rain scatter propagation to 5.7 and 10 gigs last week, but sadly few UK stations were active to take advantage. Next week is looking drier, but still beware of possibility of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands in any showers that might crop up. Watch out for auroras, as there are a number of sunspots with the potential for M-class solar flares. The sporadic E season is over, but so it's unlikely to be much in the way of propagation by that mode on the VHF bands. There are no major meteor showers this week, so keep looking in the early mornings for the best random meteor scatter opportunities. For EME operators, the moon is at its lowest declination today, so we'll see short moon windows, but losses will be at their lowest at perigee on Monday. That's all from the propagation team. That's all also from me until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.